Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home, and we certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we are very happy to have Jonathan and Amanda Texera. They are a young couple whose mission is to help others manage their finances and households in line with Catholic social principle. And they've authored a book, and the book is entitled How to Attack Debt, Build Savings, and Change the World Through Generosity, A Catholic Guide to Managing Your Money. And this great book is available at ewtnrc.com. You could go out to their website. It's called WalletWin.com, which is fun. Now, I'll share a little personal story. Okay. When you and I married 47 years ago, yeah, we were given we didn't have premarital counseling. We met with the pastor, and he had said to us, do two things, and your marriage will thrive. And so he said, one, you need to pray together every single day.
Which we still do to this day.
Which we still do to this day. The other thing he said was to set up a budget, which we did not do.
It would have been helpful if he showed us how to do that, too.
Right. Because we didn't have any money, and we didn't think we needed to budget or manage our money. Yeah. We were just going to live on a wing and a prayer, which we kind of did.
And we just told that to the Texeras,
yeah,
and they said, that's exactly when you needed to do it. I said,
right,
man, that was really straightforward. Because we did get into trouble.
Right.
We thought, well, we didn't have much. We just got to make sure we got the next meal. But they're saying that's the time to plan your budget and move forward. So we didn't do that. We got ourselves into a hole, and eventually, over years, worked our way out of it. And it's so wonderful to be out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a lot of wisdom that they want to share with you all today. The website is WalletWin, W-A-L-L-E-T, win.com. You can go there. It's a wonderful website. You can get individual counsel, online counsel. They're working with churches and other groups that go out and give talks. So you want to be set free from the burden of debt. You want to attack debt. Don't let debt attack you. And you want to do all of this in a Catholic way. This hope. Be hopeful. Be generous. Be generous now, even while you don't have very much, and give to others. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're excited to have Jonathan and Amanda Texera with us. They are a couple whose mission is to help others manage their finances and households in line with Catholic social principles. This book is entitled, How to Attack Debt, Build Savings, and Change the World Through Generosity, A Catholic Guide to Managing Your Money. And you can get this great book at ewtnrc.com. Go out to their website. It's called WalletWin.com. Well, Amanda and Jonathan, we are excited to have you. Personal finances, a Catholic way. Is there such a thing? We want you first to tell our family how you got involved in personal finance ministry.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, there is a Catholic way to handle your money, and kind of like you guys, you were told, make a budget. Didn't quite know what you were doing. I think we started off with even less. We just didn't know what we were doing. So we got my wedding gift to my beautiful bride was a big fat pile of student loans and credit card debt.
Wow.
So when we added it all up, we had about $25,000 of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I still hadn't learned my lesson because I put the honeymoon on a credit card, thinking we're gonna get a couple free nights, make it a little longer, what a smart move. And then I forgot that I did that. So we're married for like 2 days and we have a huge money fight.
Yep, because I get an email while we're on the honeymoon. And why am I checking email on the honeymoon? That's a whole nother conversation. But I see that this bill is due and I didn't know how we were going to pay it. And so, you know, we got through the honeymoon, had that big fight. Wow. When we got home, we knew we wanted money to be a source of unity instead of division. And that's oftentimes what it can be for married couples. And so we started to just dive into learning everything that we could about personal finances, and particularly what the church had to share on this topic. So we began to create a budget, and we started paying off debt. At the time, we did not have a very strong income. We were fundraising our income. We were missionaries with Focus.
Yes, great.
And so we had to work a little bit on the fundraising, and as our income went up, we were really strategic about making sure we were paying off that debt, being good stewards with the funds the Lord entrusted to us. And so we were able to eliminate the $25,000 in debt in just over 7 months. And then we took that same zeal and passion and applied it to saving, to buying a home, to being able to adopt and grow our family.
Yes.
And as the years went by, people began to ask us, you know, how are you doing that?
Yeah.
And we just began to teach people at our kitchen table. Right. And then it turned into speaking at Theology on Taps or being on podcasts. And in 2017 is when we decided, you know what, I think that there's room here to teach this in the church and really unpack personal finances from a Catholic worldview. And so that's when we began our business.
Did you all have to, at what point did you take a look at yourselves, your view about money, your behaviors on money? Were you exactly in line with one another? Were there unique things to each one of you? I mean, you shared the beginning of the story. I can't, and it is no joke pressure, the financial thing, like almost all the days of your life and what you're gonna do with money, or you did it wrong or this or that. How were you reared in understanding money? How did you work that out? Your own family makeup and then coming together, you're beginning in debt, and it's got, I think, almost worse with young people. Mm-hmm. They have to have a house. I mean, everybody has to have a house immediately. They're buying a house. So what was your makeup personally about your thinking about money?
You're absolutely right. You need to know what your own background, we call it your money mindset, just how you think about money, how you understand it. And then, you're two people becoming one. And those two different views, because they're going to be different. You're created differently. You were in different families growing up. And so you're going to come in, and those differences, while they might be slight, are going to rub on each other.
Absolutely.
And there's going to be misunderstandings, because I assume that you think of it exactly like I do, because why would anybody think anything different? And then you're doing the same thing, and that's where there's that tension, and it's a temptation then. An opportunity maybe for the devil to get in with some discouragement, with some division in your relationship and start to pry you apart little by little, not noticeable at first, but can really add up in resentments and misunderstandings. And money can be a cross. It can be something that really rips a family apart. Thankfully, we, because we had that big fight, wanted to get on the same page, had to figure this stuff out. And so Amanda, she is definitely a saver by nature. Mm-hmm. I am a spender. At first, I was not interested in the details at all. Is there enough to buy the thing? All right, great. Which led to trouble. But over time, we've understood each other better, ourselves better, and have come together a little bit. You're more willing to spend some money to live a little bit of a life, and I'm willing to not spend it all right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because saving and spending, both of them are part of managing money as a good steward. And, you know, I sillily thought as we got married that, you know, just because we share our faith, it means maybe we'll be immune to some of these worldly struggles. But now, you know, being in the vocation of marriage for over a decade, I know that really it's just the grace of the sacrament helps us get through a lot of those crosses and struggles that everybody else faces, but our marriage helps us through it.
Mm-hmm. And it's difficult when one person is working, right? And then that person may become the wage earner. Mm-hmm. And then you feel like, well, they're not really respecting my labor and what I'm doing to provide for this family. So then you get into distrust and resentment. It can become a mess in a minute. And so it's really a matter of saying, we need help. where then we have to be humble and say, we need help to do this. You're not good, I'm not really good, but there has to be something out there available for us. Do you find that young couples, as they're getting premarital counseling, are they teaching this in premarital counseling so that they're not on their honeymoon and they're not having this, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of aspects that are worked on in that premarital counseling phase, but finances is oftentimes skipped, anything more than just a basic conversation of have you talked about money. Mm-hmm. It's just not enough to actually unite a couple and give them a common language to speak about money. And so we actually have a three-part workshop that we offer to parishes and dioceses to help supplement that part of marriage prep formation. Wow. So that couples can actually get on the same page about their money and know exactly what they want to do together to create that united vision and how to reconcile their past or their different personalities around money so that this is not something they're constantly battling, but that they actually can understand and unify and have it be a source of blessing in their marriage.
Mm-hmm. You said three parts. Not that you have to nail down exactly, but what would be some of the components of that? Mm-hmm. And this is something that can be taught by the pastor or whoever's doing the counseling, premarital counseling?
Yeah, well, we actually teach it. So it's a video-based series.
Oh, okay.
And so the three parts, we help them understand their past, how they grew up, the way they were made, all this, their money mindset. Then we look at the future. Where do they want to go now as a family? What are the goals they have, the reasons they want to be on the same page and move forward? And then just kind of we take them through the phases of financial intimacy. So when do you, we're bringing our lives together to be one. So that includes our financial life. Mm-hmm. And so when should we do that? Making sure, you know, if they're going through this when they're engaged, they haven't waited too long to do something, or they haven't jumped ahead and done something too soon. So we walk them through that and then what it looks like with them when they're married to live one financial life together.
So you got, this is all video series?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
That is great.
That is so helpful because even today, I mean, in 2024, there are so many people who won't get married. And there's, people just afraid of marriage for lots of reasons. They're afraid of commitment. They're afraid of not the big S word, not sex, but sacrifice. Nobody does sacrifice anything. I want what I want when I want it. And it's all about self, isn't it? And then if they're thinking, I found somebody I love, but now we have to have a house. We can't get married because we have to have a house. And so how different is your teaching, being Catholic, than what the world is teaching and throwing out at couples?
Yeah, I've never heard of Catholic financial planning. And I think kind of the attitude is financial planning is financial planning. Why are you spiritualizing this? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean Catholic financial planning? What's unique about that for us? Those kind of things, which I think you believe is really critical for Catholic people.
Absolutely. You mentioned a few things. Yeah, it's somewhere around, I think, a third maybe of millennials are delaying very, very important life moments, getting married, having children, growing their family, because of their finances. And they don't need to. Yes, sure, it makes things smoother, it makes things easier if you've got your financial house in order, but it doesn't need to be perfect in order to be married, to have kids, to grow your family. And so we believe, yeah, it is good to manage your money well, to know what you're doing, to make your budget, all of that. And there's even more. We are called, right? There's so much about money in Scripture. I think it's something, you know, it's 70 or something percent of Jesus's parables relate to money or possession. I think it's a quarter of his just total words written down are about money and possession and all that. And so there's something there, certainly. And of course, he's using these parables and these topics to talk about a whole lot more than just money. But there's something there that if we understand money and possessions and finances the way our Father does in heaven, then when it's related to teach us these other lessons, we can get the other lessons. Yeah. We understand, oh yes, yes, count the cost. I have to make a budget. I have to plan ahead. And that time I didn't do it, I knew how bad that was. So I need to look ahead and know the cost of discipleship. And there's such a richness in our faith, right? There's scripture, we've got tradition, we've got encyclicals, church documents, the lives of the saints. And so if we come at it with a Catholic perspective, we can take advantage of the whole 2,000 years of wisdom on this topic that the church has spoken into. So if you're going to a secular or even a Protestant financial teacher, you're going to miss out on that through, you know, ignorance that those things even exist, through ignoring them. And so, yes, you're going to get turkey and mashed potatoes, but you're going to miss out on the gravy and even the pumpkin pie.
I'm getting hungry.
No, but the beautiful thing is about, it's not just information that the world needs to give us about how we make a budget, as practical as that might be, but to incorporate it from the foundation of our faith. Because then we're gonna spiritualize, I need to tell the truth about what I'm doing with my money. I need to be able to build trust and not dishonor my spouse by what I'm doing, or my God. Am I being a poor steward of this abundance or this lack of abundance? Or am I trusting God that in this season where it is tight and we are sacrificing for the other? I mean, because that's all comes from faith, right? All those words come from faith, not from the world.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I think that, you know, most Catholics don't really know how to invite God into their personal finances or into their money. You know, outside of maybe putting a $20 bill in the collection basket and, begging God to help, you know, in a financial pinch, there's not usually a way that Catholics invite the Lord into that space. But we teach them how to do just that. Mm-hmm. Jesus wants to be part of this aspect of your life. And, you know, even today with inflation and the economy being unpredictable, now is a better time than ever to learn how to bring him in. Right. He wants to be part of this.
Right, and to be generous, because God loves a cheerful giver. I mean, and you know, when apart from our faith, we think that we earned it. This is ours, this is my money. And God's like, it could be gone in a nanosecond. You know, everything that I give you is from me. And so, and then how you give it back and put it into your church or put it into EWTN or financial planning in your future for your children and for your family is very important.
We just have about a minute left. Thank God we have tomorrow. But what are some of the beginning steps? I mean, just real quick, we can build on it the next show tomorrow, that people need to be taking or thinking about regarding managing their finances from a Catholic perspective.
I'd say the two fundamental things to understand are, one, we talked about a little bit, your money mindset, how you think about money, just being self-aware of that, understanding what the church says too, and of course, making sure those line up with one another. And then the habit of budgeting, whether you're trying to get out of debt, save up to buy a house, retire with dignity, whatever it is, if you're not budgeting, you're not making a plan for your spending, you're not gonna hit any of those other goals. So we have a free resource. It's our Catholic Guide to Budgeting. You just get it at CatholicBudgetGuide.com and just sign up there. We walk you through, it's a video. We teach you exactly how to do this thing, how to make your plan so that you can reach whatever goals you've got.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. Thank God we do have tomorrow. I feel like you're just scratching the surface about things. It's really hopeful message that you're sharing with us. How to attack debt, build savings, and change the world through generosity. A Catholic Guide to Managing Your Money. EWTNRC.com. We'll be right back. Father John Paul is here with us. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, believe it or not, Father John Paul is really here, and we are so excited to have him. Well, Father, what did you think about Amanda and Jonathan and their sharing?
Well, first of all, they're former Focus missionaries, so they know what it's like to live on a prayer, literally.
I know a lot of Focus missionaries throughout the years, and I know that, you know, their whole life is really an abandonment to God's providence, learning how to live with the means that God has given them and learning how to be good stewards with their finances. And just the witness of their life, taking that into their marriage is powerful. They talked about a lot of things, and I'm so glad that Jonathan mentioned the Gospels themselves, all the parables that Jesus talks about, finances.
Yes.
A lot.
It has eternal,
eternal consequences.
When I read through the Bible, yeah. I said, they're speaking about finances, like eternal consequences, yeah. Heaven and hell, what you do with God's stuff.
Well, I was thinking about you, Jim, before you converted back to the Catholic Church. You were a Protestant preacher. And I think how often you preached probably about money, about finances, about being a good steward. Especially, I was thinking about marriage preparation and how this is not talked about nearly enough. Even before, I think, the initial engagement, you know, couples should be talking about finances together and what this means. I've been on a few different engaged encounters, and there is a significant discussion on finances, but not nearly enough. I mean, it's one in 15 talks. Mm-hmm. 15 talks are given that weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I think usually that talk gets a little heated because they have to fill out different amounts that they owe. And that might be the first time that their soon-to-be spouse sees in writing how much their fiance owes to schools, debts, and stuff like that. So, yeah, it really does need to be a part of everyday discussion within marriage preparation.
And they're saying we have a 3-segment teaching already done. People can view
Fantastic.
This, work it on through. Isn't that what a priest desires, what a parish desires? Because it's saying, like, I don't know if I could write up a 3-segment thing. We're not asking you to write that up.
I think what I would do as a priest, I would now that I know this, I would actually sit down with them and actually, I like to watch it with
the couple
that I'm preparing. Mm-hmm. So we can sit there and talk about it and, you know, really, you know, create even a concrete plan. And I would even suggest people buy their book for soon-to-be married couples Absolutely. To have that as a gift for them. It's a great gift.
Mm-hmm. Father, close us in a prayer with a blessing, please.
Finally, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may the Lord turn his face to you and be merciful to you. May he show you his kindness and give you his peace. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Go Thank ahead. You, Father.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Financial matters, situations. May God give you hope. May God help you to become debt-free. May God provide everything you need for your family, sowing into the parish, sowing into this world, especially the poor and needy, those who do not have. Be generous with what you have already in your possession. God bless you. God bless all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.